Today, we're going to be joined by two experts in their field to hear two very different perspectives on innovation. First, regular listeners of the show will know that I love companies that have no right to be successful. I love companies that have been successful over time, despite being in very kind of traditional old line businesses. And if there's a company that fits that, it would be our first guest's company, which has really earned a badge of honor. We're going to be joined by Susie Gantz. She's CEO of Lion Brothers, a manufacturing company that actually started in 1899. And she's going to talk about how a business can use innovation to remain relevant, profitable, and growing over many generations. So tell us a little bit about what Lion Brothers does. What kinds of products might we have seen that your company makes?
Sure. Well, if you were ever a Boy Scout, then you've worn our products. If you were ever a Girl Scout out in the audience, then you too were a client. So Lion started out as an embroidery company in 1899, one of America's first. And so you saw us on the uniforms of delivery men like Sunbeam Bread or Coca-Cola. But today you see us on all sorts of apparel, on apparel that recognizes global brands like the Nike and Under Armour and Adidas. If you're a sports fan and you go to see the Philadelphia Phillies, you'll see our goods on the uniforms of the Philadelphia Phillies or in replica for NFL jerseys out in the marketplace. So today, our products are seen throughout the world.
And not just around the world, right? Literally, your products have left the world.
They have. Our products went up in space. They were the original patches that you saw on Apollo astronauts' uniforms. So I don't know many people whose products can say they've traveled, you know, there and back. But that's the legacy of our company, and it's quite a wonderful place.
You had a nice set of customers. You had a nice set of products. But you were looking at a company that was kind of stuck in an old way of doing things. And I think this is a common problem for managers in traditional companies is how do you spark innovation? So give us an example. Like tell us about a platform or a new product that Lion Brothers has discovered and put into market.
Sure. So we were working with lean manufacturing for many years, and our objective was to be able to, in the history of Lion, we'd make goods on large looms. And so these looms became monolithic structures to production, if you will. And so we began a journey of lean manufacturing. And the holy grail of lean is to create an economic order quantity of one as efficiently as an economic order quantity of many. And so over the course of years, we got to the point where we were able to really leverage what we could produce to that efficient economic order quantity of one. And once we got there, we said, well, now that we can do it, what do we want to make? And the interesting thing was we realized it wasn't our decision about what we wanted to make. It was a client or the world's decision. And so we created a platform for make your own badge. And so a girl goes online, they design their own badge. It goes directly to digital equipment, which then makes this product. And what Lion's role is to be able to produce it and get this product to the girl. However, in fact, our role is more than that. Instead of producing the product, we're really a developer of systems. So if you say, okay, Lion used to be a producer of badges, but now we develop interactive platforms. It's where we've gone in our journey. But let me go to the back end first. With regard to digital technologies, the toolkit has changed tremendously. And in retailing, it will be such an interesting thing to see over the next 20 years. As we talk about 3D printing, we know that 3D knitting and it's the next form of 3D production will certainly change the way that apparel is designed, produced, and delivered. It's certainly that economic order quantity of one for apparel is not a stretch when one looks at this in terms of generational production. The integration of looking at our apparel and knowing that we'll be going from a dumb terminal, in essence, to a smart terminal over the next few decades is also what will also be pervasive. So our objective is to replace ourselves. You know, quite frankly, we know that the legacy way of producing goods is based upon additive manufacturing, which is it reflects the toolkits that we've had for 100 years, but it doesn't reflect the toolkit for the next generation. So we've made a very deliberate and purposeful shift to digital technologies from analog. We know that the legacy of the apparel industry was a labor game, which doesn't serve countries, people, retailers, markets, consumers well. In fact, it creates an awful lot of waste along the chain, and it provides a lot of excess goods that nobody wants to pay for. Instead, you know, taking it backwards, is what does the consumer want? How do they want it? How do they want it to be delivered? What kind of experience would they like to have? And how can we participate in that? I think that's where we start.